Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Pompiani back to call these games. Seattle on Saturday. This is a game week as we prepare to watch the 2022 Steelers for the first time. Pop on the hotline to talk about it. Brought to you by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real life magic for guests. Bob, how many years at the helm here? How many years on the call of Steelers preseason football?
Morning, Mueller. How's it going? I would say this is my 23rd year of doing this stuff, so it's been a lot of fun, and I look forward to the opportunities each and every year.
How hard is it to remember all the names of these guys, most of whom won't be playing in the NFL in 2 weeks?
You mean the future bartenders of America? Yes.
Yes.
That's the hardest part, actually, Chris, because, you know, you get into this game, especially the third preseason game, although this year may be a little different. When we used to have four,
yep.
The fourth one was just terrible, and you know, most coaches just don't want to get hurt. Well, I'm just being honest. They don't want to get hurt or anything, so, you know, they play, and a lot, you know, you get a lot of run game stuff, you get a lot of punts, and it moves right along. So I think it's going to be interesting this year, though, with only three, and I think it may, given the fact the Steelers have this quarterback situation, which they never really had before, and Ben Roethlisberger really never played the preseason. They are pretty much, I think, in a position where they have to play Mitch Trubisky right from the start, and they have to play all of these guys, even though all three, you know, throughout the course of the year may figure in their plans. Who knows?
All right, so, Bob, that's a loaded light in that answer. So when you get on the air Saturday night and the Steelers offense takes the field for the first time, are you saying you anticipate seeing Trubisky out there and you think Trubisky will play a ton?
I don't know about playing a ton, Pony. I think, he will play. I mean, to me, and I've kind of believed this all along, that he was brought here to start. I still think Pickett is their quarterback of the future, but he's the guy right now that they want to get in there. And there could be a lot of reasons for that with a young offensive line. He has experience. He's gone through this. I think he's a more mature player than he was when he was taken second overall by the Bears, you know, 6 years ago. So he's going to need time. They need time to feel that chemistry between not only him and his receivers, but the offensive line, and they haven't had that. So they're to me, they have to play Mitch Trubisky for a couple of series. I don't know if it's going to be more than that unless they really struggle. And then you sometimes will see Mike Tomlin just...
Uh-oh. Pomp?
Bobby there?
Pomp?
I'm here.
Okay, you cut out for a minute. How long do you think Mitch Trubisky was brought here to be the starter for?
Well, that depends on Mitch Trubisky. You know, I mean, they believed, obviously, that he was a guy that could come in here and help them. And they made that deal before they knew Kenny Pickett would be available in the draft. So, you know, I think, really, it's up to Mitch Trubisky. If he plays well, that will lead to a very interesting decision at the end of this year. But again, it's too early to say all of that. All I know right now is that I think he's more ready to do it. I think I saw Kenny Pickett's today. He's he moved up a little bit today, but he also had some trouble, threw a couple of picks, but he's learning as he goes. I spoke with Dan Sullivan Mike Sullivan. We're going to have him on the 5 o'clock news here tonight, and he was, you know, encouraged by all three, but I would expect him to say that. So
okay, so of the next quarterback on Saturday night, who do you think will play more? Mason Rudolph or Kenny Pickett, Bob?
I think Kenny Pickett will play more, but I think Mason Rudolph gets in beyond after Trubisky.
Okay.
Just because of the way the order has been set up here. If they had an or, like they do when they have or Spillane or Bush or Kendra Green or Dotson, if they had or Pickett or Rudolph, that'd be different. But I think right now, in deference to Rudolph being here, I think he'll be in second. But I don't think he'll play as much as Pickett will.
What do you think their plan is for Rudolph? Trade him or something else?
I think the Steelers, Chris, they want, you know, some experience on their side. And I've said this too. I don't believe they're going to trade him, only because I think with injuries being what they are, and you never know how things are going to work out, they want some experience. They're going to need it. But this all, you know, comes down to whether or not Kenny Pickett will do what he has to do in the next 3 weeks in these games. And if he does, they may feel very confident that they could release or trade, not release, but trade Mason Rudolph. But I really think they would prefer having all three around here.
Bob, you've got to make, Chris laid it out, you've got to make this humongous depth chart. You've got to make this
board. Yeah, human interest stories with, for guys that will never play in an NFL game.
With all these names and stuff ready to go, you said here that Pickett, the game you're going to call Saturday, you think Pickett will play the most of the three quarterbacks. Who do you think he'll be out there with? Like, who do you think is wide receivers and running backs? When you're calling the game in the middle of the third quarter and we're seeing Kenny Pickett in NFL game action.
With the future bartenders of America.
Yes, who do you think his weapons are going to be in that spot, Bob? If you had to guess, a very educated guess by
well,
you.
I think you're going to see Calvin Austin be in there eventually. He could be one of them. You know, Cody White's a veteran who they like, and he's been around a little bit. You'll see him probably. I think in time, though, if I were trying to put together a competition, and I really think the competition is for backup right now, that I would want to see Kenny Pickett with, you know, second string, some first string, maybe start him in one of these. I don't know what they're going to do, but I think in order to get an even analysis of this, then I want to see him play with better people also. And I think at some point you may see that. I don't know when that would be, game two perhaps, but, you know, they have a lot of receivers right now, many of whom aren't going to make this roster. Some would be on their practice squad, but, you know, we'll see. There's also trade rumors. I don't know if you know, I've heard a lot. There was Ian Rappaport was up there today. They're talking about Roquan Smith and all these possibilities. Who knows?
Well, wait a minute. You think there's something to that? You think the Steelers could be interested on him, huh?
No, I didn't say that. Oh, okay. I just said there's a lot of speculation about it. But it's going to cost an awful lot of money to do that. And I don't know if that's something they would be willing to do at this point anyway. So I happen to believe that Chase Claypool is going to have a good season this year. I think he's going to be motivated to bounce back. He spent a lot of time with Brandon Marshall. He was up here the other day, and he raves about what Claypool's been doing on his own working out. So he's a big physical guy. What we saw in his rookie season, if he can get back to that and add on some, that would be very interesting to me. And I think it would make them have some pretty dynamic skilled players at different positions.
Bob, give me somebody, your educated eye, you've seen careers start in preseason games, you've seen guys lose jobs. Outside of maybe, I'll take off the table the quarterbacks and Devin Bush. Who are you going to be watching most closely in this game? Who are you training that educated eye on?
Well, Chris, first of all, this Jalen Warren today had another really good game practice. He was breaking some runs. I really think Mike Tomlin likes him. He's one of those undrafted guys who could, you know, sneak up because of the opportunity behind Najee Harris. That's one thing. If I'm looking for somebody who's taking a step back, it would be Kevin Dotson and Kendrick Green, who I didn't expect to win this job, maybe in a position to win this job, just because Dotson's been injured a little bit. But I also think Green has played better from what I've seen. He took all the number one snaps yesterday from what I saw. So that's a position I want to battle. And you mentioned Bush. I just think, you know, Robert Spillane, I did a long interview with him yesterday. He's really taken to this role that he has, like almost, you know, one of those leaders defensively because he's been here for a while now. Even though he's undrafted, Tennessee made that hit on Derrick Henry. But I think a lot of guys kind of gravitate to him. He really seems to invite that. He says it makes him a better player if he can help other guys. He just sounds like a leader to me, and he's playing very well. So he's one of those or. It's Spillane or Bush. So who knows?
Bob, these are preseason games that do giant ratings. A ton of people watch these games, but the scores don't really matter. But I know how much these games mean to you. 23 years of doing this. These are kind of your playoff games in your Super Bowl. Would you agree with that? Like, how much does the idea, I'm serious, how much does the idea of you getting out there and being able to do play-by-play of a Steelers game, even a preseason game, how much does that mean to Bob Pompeiani?
Oh, it means a lot, for me, honestly. It's just, You're right. I mean, it's the most watched thing you'll see, you know, all season on KDKA, and we have some, not counting regular season games. I'm talking about any other programming that we do. People are still interested in it. They want to see it. They're anxious for football. And then you add on top of that what's happening this year with the quarterback situation and so much uncertainty in certain positions. I think it's a must-see TV kind of situation.
It sounds like this might be, in your opinion, the most anticipated preseason that you've called. Do you feel a little bit of that?
Yeah, I think for the most part, just because of, you know, I remember when Roethlisberger was after his rookie year and he came in, and there was still a lot of interest in what was going on with a second-year guy, and that just grew to what it is. But I think because there's no guarantee of anything here with regard to quarterback this year, I think that's the number one issue, regardless of how we talk about it endlessly every day, but that's what people are talking about. So I think by virtue of having that up in the air, people are going to tune into it. Plus, I think people are ready for football. It would be helpful if the Pirates, you know, were more competitive because then you can – I'm serious. That's, you know, we all would want that. You know, every day there's 1,000 decisions made in a baseball game. But minus that, I think this is one of those things. And now, you know, football season's right around the corner. People are excited. For me, I love doing it. It's fun. I do it with Charlie Batch for years. I've been Nelson. I'll miss the wing eating and the rib eating. But Nelson,
oh, we loved that.
Provided.
We loved it.
Oh, my. Nobody attacked like that. I told him, man, if you attacked like that when you were playing nose tackle, you'd have a 20-year career. You went after that. You went after those wings with a vengeance.
Bob, really important. The other thing, besides Edmund's love affair with ribs, which we think of fondly, which you just kind of waxed poetic about, have you already been apprised of which CBS police procedurals you will need to do promo reads for during this game?
Well, Vampire Diaries is my favorite, but you know, I don't know. We, you know, this is a dual relationship we have, a co-production with the Steelers and with us. We've had a long-term relationship with the Steelers and KDK, and we're happy that that continues. So
imagine me and Pony. Imagine the PM team is a show on the fall lineup, and you've got to do off the cuff a PM team show promo. Give us something here.
Oh, wow.
It's just me and Pony talking on the radio on TV. Can you give us something that you're breaking in before Chris Oladokun goes for a 3rd and 6?
Yeah. Okay, Oladokun over the right side. He's tackled for a loss at that point. By the way, tune in tomorrow, 93.7 The Fan. It's Pony and Mueller as they will be discussing what kind of wings Donnie Football likes to consume and would it rival what Edmund Nelson once consumed. One of the records that Edmund has held for all these years may be in jeopardy because I've seen Donnie Football in action. You can hear all about it tomorrow on the PM team.
That is beautiful.
That was awesome.
That was off the cuff. That was perfect.
Now
Thank
I know
you.
Why you've got all those Emmys down in your man cave. It's for spontaneous ability to broadcast like that, Bob. Yes?
No, we're looking forward to it. We have Charlie Batch and I in the booth, Missy Matthews down on the sidelines. And new this year, and you can check all this out if you want on Steelers.com. They just had a release. Amanda Balionis Renner and Max Starks will be doing our
nice
game show.
Wow. And let me one more, Bob. How do you get ready for these games? How do you prepare? What are you doing? How do you memorize things? How do you get your voice ready? What does Bob do to get up for the game you're going to call Saturday night?
Well, it starts with a good French martini on Friday night, and then we go, you know how much I like those. And cherries, by the way, maraschino cherries.
Yes, we do.
No, it's all just, I like coming up to this camp as much as I can to see guys. Because it's one thing to see a player, you know, and they're duplicate numbers. That's always tricky in these games. But I want to see them. I want to hear about them. I like to hear from, you know, different things they can tell me that I could utilize. And I may never utilize anything. I may never get a chance to. But if, you know, late in the game, there's somebody who gets into the game and he has an interesting story to tell. If I can sneak it in, I'd like to sneak it in. But it's all about what's available and who makes plays at what time. So I think you can be overly prepared, and that's the way I prefer to do it. At least that's mine, my way of doing things. And if I never use it, I never use it. But so that's why it's important. I love to get up here and talk to guys one-on-one if I can, just to learn more other than what I see in a buyer.
And what time do you guys go on the air Saturday?
It'll be a 6:30 pregame show, 7:00 kickoff, and then a postgame show. So we got it all for you on KDKA.
Thank you, Bob. We look forward to it, man. Appreciate it.
Bye, Bob.
All right, guys. I'll see you tonight. Who's at Pony tonight?
Yes, me.
The sports call.
Yes, sir.
All right. We have a Mueller Monday. We have a Pony Tuesday, and alternating through the week.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.